just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Hour number two here on this terrific Thursday, November the 7th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. If you would like the USA GOP victory celebration, that's going to be this Saturday at Frisky's Farm Market starting at 11 o'clock sharp. Vicky and I will be there actually about 10:45 helping them set up. We have to leave at 11:45 so we can make it to Randy Walker's wedding in Lansing at 12:45. Just text me USA. Text me USA or GOP, either one, and I'll send you the flyer. USA GOP victory celebration. Now, I want to make sure I got this right. I want to make sure I got this right. Okay, it says free donuts, cider, and pizza. The Antrim County GOP party is paying for the pizza. They said donations would be appreciated. So come and get some pizza and throw $5 in the bucket. Greatly appreciate if you do that. Vicky and I will be there. We are going to be there. We are going to be celebrating her victory for the Antrim County clerkship. I asked her, I said, well, what am I called now? You know how they have like the what do they call them? The first gentleman or the whatever. Like, no, I don't want to be called that. Of the clerk, you know, of the president. Like Bill Clinton was going to be the first. If Hillary had beaten Trump, Vicky, in 2016, what would Bill Clinton have been called? The first man. That's what they call him? The first lady. The first man. Okay, that makes sense. Well, I don't want to be called the first man. She said she's going to call me the first guy. I'm her guy, so she's going to call me the first guy of Antrim County. Okay, whatever. Don't really care. This is going to be fun. This Saturday, text me USA or GOP. I'll send you the flyer. Come party with us. Going to be a beautiful day. 47% off of the store, I think. I could be wrong. I don't want to misquote, but I know 47% off of apples and their apple cider. Ooh. And donuts probably too. They got a ton of donuts. They got a great, great little cafe inside the store. Have you guys seen the new store yet? If you haven't come and seen the new Frisky store, you got to come see it. It's impressive. It's awesome. It's awesome. You need to come see it. So text me USA or text me GOP, and we're just going to have some fun. campaign is over. Thank you, Lord God. Vicky got 62%. The write-ins were 38%. They're canvassing, certifying it right now as we speak. And by the way, if you'd like to see the YouTube video I produce with Jason Gilman's song behind it, Victorious Victoria, just text me VV and I'll send it to you. I've got a couple people requesting it this morning from the replay of yesterday's show. So I got to find the folder. Actually, I'm putting in too many folders right now in my phone. I got to stop it. Wait a minute. I'm up to 37 unread messages. Really? Okay, there's the VVs are coming in. USAs are coming in. GOPs are coming in. Okay, guys, I'll get to them. Downstate Kim says, I should be called the clerk man. No, not going to be called the clerk man. I'm not going to be called clerk in any way, shape, or form. The opponents accused us of me being the clerk and that Vicky was my puppet. That I was actually going to be the clerk of Antrim County. Never going to set foot in that building. Yeah, I will. I got to bring Vicky flowers and lunch and stuff. Short break. We'll be right back. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Got on board a westbound 47, 47.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is a, I guess, a celebration, if you will, call it that, of the victory for Donald Trump. Victoria Bishop as Antrim County Clerk, other Republican victories this Saturday, focusing it, though, in Antrim County, Frisky's Farm Market. Kind of basically going to be an Antrim County celebration. But we had a big Trump Vance 4x8. Then we had Vicky's 4x4. Then we had a Vote Republican with the black oval colored in at the Frisky's Farm Market, I think, because it's going to be a USA GOP victory. I think they may be leaving the signs up. I'll have to check with Richard Frisky to make sure, but I think it appears to be that way. Now, one thing that I, like I said, some of you heard the show repeat this morning and texted me VV for Victorious Victoria. That was a song, again, that Jason Gilman authored and produced for us. While I was waiting for Donald Trump to come out at 3 o'clock in the morning yesterday to give his acceptance speech, I produced a YouTube video. Now, many of you guys heard it and texted me VV so that you could get the copy of the video to see the pictures that I put to it. Well, we decided to play it.
Get a town so small, not far from you, where the fields are wide and the skies are clear. Victoria stands with a heart that's true, facing down trouble like heroes do. Now here comes Guy with a wild-eyed plan. Gonna write her name, be the county's champ. She's mounting a campaign, causing quite a stir. But Victoria's ready, she won't defer. Now here comes Guy with a wild-eyed plan. Gonna write her name, be the county's champ. She's mounting a campaign, causing quite a stir. But Victoria's ready, she won't defer. Victorious Victoria, standing tall and proud. Though the votes may scatter, her voice is loud. With courage and grit, she'll see this through. Victorious Victoria, we're rooting for you. She's got the townsfolk behind her, they all approve. While guys run wild, got something to prove. But in the end, only truth will stand. And Victoria's got the love of the land. Signs in the yard, whispers in the air. Posters of God, but Victoria doesn't care. For she knows her worth in this tight race. Her spirit, her charm, they can't replace. Victorious Victoria, standing tall and proud. Though the votes may scatter, her voice is loud. With courage and grit, she'll see this through. Victorious Victoria, we're rooting for you.
Then it says, Thank you to the voters of Antrim County for allowing me the opportunity to make many improvements to the clerk's office. I'm looking forward to serving all the people of our beloved county and implementing new technologies to make all areas of the clerk's office more efficient at lower costs to the taxpayers of our county. So that was basically the video in there when it talked about the signs in the yard. I put a picture of one of Cheryl Guy's big 4x4s, one of many, actually. Every main road in our county had her 4x4s, yard signs everywhere, front of people's yards. Even some people who had Trump yard signs had her write-in sign there. Interesting, every house that had a Harris sign and a Lisa Slotkin sign had a write-in Cheryl Guy sign. Now, I looked at the numbers that Trump got and Mike Rogers got here in Antrim County, roughly about 10,400. Vicky got a hair over, I think it was 9,049. So if you look at it, there was actually 1,400 Republicans in Antrim County that did not vote for Vicky. They wrote in Cheryl Guy. Because if you look at Trump's numbers and Rogers' numbers, Republicans voted for them, but 1,400 of them, just shy of 1,400, wrote in Cheryl Guy. So Cheryl Guy got 5,546. So if you take the 1,400 Republicans off that number, in our Antrim County, we had 4,149 Democrats write in her name. 4,149 when Donald Trump and Mike Rogers got 10,400 votes. So what does that tell you? 10,000 to 4,000? I mean, that's like my numbers totally hold true. Antrim County, every presidential is 67 to 33. That's exactly what those numbers represent. So the numbers held true. 1,400 Republicans in this county wrote in Cheryl Guy. We already know who they are. We know some of them for sure because they were on her endorsement ads in the full page newspaper ads that she ran, not in one, not in two, but three newspapers, full page ads the week before the election. All three of our county newspapers come out on Thursday. Some of them are delivered in the mailboxes on Friday, put in the free newsstands, Weekly Choice. Love Weekly Choice over in Mancelona, Elba area. Thank you, Dave Bargray. We can only afford half-page ads. She had a full-page ad with roughly about 300 Republican names on it. Well, no, there were some Democrats in there, too. But that's how it breaks down. And it doesn't matter. The election's over. They're certifying it right now. We're going to have a party at Frisky's Farm Market on Saturday. We're going to have a pizza party, the last meeting of the Antrim County Conservative Union on Monday night at Torch Lake Township Hall. You guys are invited if you want to come. If you live in Antrim County especially, please come. And we're going to have a party. So if you'd like that video, that YouTube video, to see the pictures that I put in with that song, text me VV, Victorious Victoria. It's so hard to say. Victorious Victoria. Oh, that's funny. Now, what about analyzing the numbers of the presidential race? Very interesting. Not only did Donald Trump win the two bellwether counties in the state of Michigan, you must win if you are going to run for statewide office or national. President Donald Trump, U.S. Senate Mike Rogers. Well, guess what? guess what? The process is this. You must win Muskegon in Saginaw counties. Donald Trump proved it once again. Why those two counties? Because it's an indicator of support statewide. They've been doing this. They've been tracking this, folks, going all the way back to Ronald Reagan's first election in 1980. Every single national or statewide office. I guess national would be U.S. Senate, right? Because they're going to Washington. They're not going to Lansing. So I'm correct in saying that. A national office. U.S. Senate or president. Going all the way back to 1980, Muskegon and Saginaw counties has always picked the winner. If you don't win those counties, you lose. Well, guess what? Mike Rogers lost Muskegon and Saginaw while Donald Trump won them. Again, why? Because not all the Republicans supported him. But he was our candidate. He was the Republican nominee. He had an R behind his name. You got to vote for him. Sorry, we don't. And I hope and pray, Lord Jesus Christ, Father, if you're listening, and I know you always are, please, 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 dear Lord, give us candidates that all the Republicans can support. Give us candidates that are willing to debate. Give us candidates that are willing to show up and take the tough questions. Give us candidates that are willing to engage. And in the spirit of the First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom to assemble, freedom to get together and exchange ideas, earn our votes. Lord God, please do not ever, ever again force a candidate down we the people's throats. You did it many, many times, and we did not vote for them. Bill Schuette for governor. He was the wrong candidate. You moderate Midland Republicans from Dow Chemical supported him, and Bill Schuette thought, because he went around to every Republican event and poured coffee for years, he was pouring our coffee. He thought that he could get our support by pouring us a cup of coffee at every Republican convention or meeting we went to. Well, guess what? I said he's the wrong guy. They should have got behind and supported Patrick Kolbeck to be our governor candidate, and he would have beat Gretchen Whitmer. And we would not have had this agony in the changing of our state government in our state because of Gretchen Whitmer's policies and her agenda. We would not have been dealing with it. You have to understand something, people. You have to understand something, people. We do not support rhinos. We will not, and it's over. Please make Mike Rogers the last one. Now, we're going to talk about the repeats. Perry Johnson did run for governor. He ran for president this year and was stupid enough to even attempt it and dropped out early and endorsed Donald